The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Klein's Jewelry on Westheimer for the Klein Christmas Party. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I saw Coach K from the North Shore a couple of weeks ago, and I told him when he wins state, he's going to be on the show. But we're going to be off all next week, so we won't be able to have him on after he goes and beats Duncanville for the state title. So I wanted to have him on today to wish the team well going up to Arlington to beat Duncanville. And Coach John Kay is with us right now on ESPN 97.5. Coach, how are you?
You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you, yes, sir.
Yeah, so how nervous, how excited are you about tomorrow night's game?
Well, I think excitement's the right word. It's a great experience for our kids. Duncanville's a very, very good football team, obviously being undefeated, and they've got a storied history. So there's going to be a lot of athletes on the field, and this is going to be a great culminating experience, not just for our school, but for Texas high school football.
So you won three years ago. You beat Sam Ellinger and Westlake in overtime and took home the state title. Yeah, that team, compare that team to this team. And where you are right now, as far as your talent, this team is as talented as any team we've seen in a while in this area, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that the talent level is definitely here with this group. I think what that 2015 team had was just the intangibles and what you see in high school football and what makes high school football so special. You just had some guys with some grit and some determination and enough athleticism. Whereas this team, when you're talking about natural talent level, this might be as had. But, it's one of the beautiful things about high school football. The most talented team doesn't always win. So it's going to be about production, and we're going to see if these kids have enough to get it done.
Yeah, that Duncanville team just beat Allen, right?
Yeah, they beat South Lake Carroll. They've beaten Allen in the last 2 weeks. They got something special rolling up there. Without question, they're going to be the most talented team that we've faced all year, and it's darn near looking in a mirror when it comes to the athleticism that they put on the field. So I think that's what's going to make this one so special and so electric.
Hey, yeah. Coach, do you want to, when you have a game like this and you have a situation like this, how much do you want the kids to be? I mean, I would think that you want them to be a little restrained so that they don't get out ahead of themselves and they play within themselves. But how much, but at the same time, you can also feed off of that energy level as well. How much of that is, how do you balance that, wanting to bring that additional energy and excitement versus staying focused and staying, kind of centered as a team?
Yeah, I think the balance there is one of the arts of coaching as opposed to the science and just knowing your kids. We stress just trying to play evenly and consistently and not playing on emotion. I think when our kids start playing on emotion, we play on peaks and valleys and, the highs are really high, but the lows are really, really low. And so, that's difficult in a situation like this, especially with the travel and going to an NFL venue that they haven't been in. I mean, they've played in NRG Stadium the last 3 weeks. But when, you know, you get up there to Jerry's World, it's a little different animal, and our kids haven't been there, and the bus trip and all the logistics that go along with it, I think it's easy to get caught in the moment. And, you know, it's gonna really come down to their maturity as athletes to be able to handle that and play consistently as opposed to on emotion.
Yeah, and they got to wait all day, so you know that they're going to be – I mean, that's got to be the toughest part. It's that you're sitting all day waiting for that game, right?
Yeah, there's no – you know, we're going to leave here tomorrow morning, and you know, we're trying to stay on our schedule as much as possible. We'll stop every 90 minutes, get out of the bus and stretch. We're going to stop in Huntsville. We're going to stop again in Ennis. We're going to set up shop at Arlington Martin High School and use their facilities and kind of get back into the routine that we normally do here before we leave for an away game. And, you know, hopefully that routine, our kids are creatures of habit, and that routine will help kind of slow down and shrink the stage a little bit. But, you know, we're not fooling anybody. They know what time it is. They know how deep in December it is, and they know what's on the line. And so it's just going to be about managing the emotions instead of trying to just get rid of them completely. But, you know, I'm confident in our kids. They've checked all the boxes. Of how to handle this, and so you know, we're going to see what happens at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
You know, it's kind of neat. Look at all these 15-0 teams, coach, that are playing each other. This is a neat situation for the state titles. You guys, Shadow Creek going up. Houston's represented pretty well here. Marshall, this is a lot of fun right now. Houston again, and it's mostly Houston against Dallas. No, so you got to represent, coach.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We're going to go up there and represent this Houston area football. And you know, I think we play a brand of football down here that's different from the other regions. But, you know, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to put it on display. And what James Williams has done over at Marshall and Brad Butler over at Shadow Creek, really proud of those guys and those communities. And, you know, it's a great representation of the brand of football that's played here at Houston. And hopefully we can put that on display.
Let's go. Hey, Houston, let's send North Shore off. Let's go. Tell Coach, let's go. Let's go, Coach.
Hey, we need all the help we can get, so we appreciate all the support down here, and hopefully we do a good job of making sure people know what it's about down here.
All right, Coach. Hey, man, best of luck. Go get them, Coach. We appreciate you being here, and go take care of Duncanville.
All right, thank you all. Appreciate it. Have a great time.
Coach John Kay, North Shore. This is a good football team, man. It's good. They beat the snot out of Katy. This is a good football team. They're taking care of business. This guy's got a lot of talent. This is a good football team.
Where are his guys going? Any big name
I don't
guys
know.
Headed
I,
somewhere?
I don't know.
Guys don't
I
keep
don't
up recruiting. I would imagine North Shore cranks them out.
Yeah, North Shore cranks out a lot of that. Are you kidding me? They were here. I mean, this is a good year. We saw at the Touchdown Club, the dinner for the High School Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Man, you should have seen the coach. I haven't seen that many coaches as I saw this year. They're in here. We've got a lot of players this year. I think we were down for a couple of years. Not anymore. We got some players in the area that are playing big time football. Not that we're ever hurting for players in this area, but we've got a lot. This is an especially good year. What do we got here, Michelle? What are we giving away?
This is the $100. Okay, so if you have not, we are doing giveaways, guys, throughout the day. And right now we have a $100 gift certificate for Puccin, which is an awesome little pub and restaurant out in the Heights area. So if you want a chance to win the $100 GC, you better go ahead and get signed up. Head on over to the table over there. Make sure that you have your raffle tickets, and we will be a raffle ticket. We will be pulling a raffle ticket here during the break to see who wins $100. But we're going to continue to do this. And Eric Layden should be walking up any second now. So he's in an Uber. He said he's, he was lost, but he knows where he is now. So we've got some, we're going to read some scripts. We're going to see if any of you guys are actors. You may be leaving here with a chance to go to Hollywood, back with Eric, and a chance to star in a major motion picture or maybe a Netflix original, one or the other.
One of those things. Or a casting couch with Harvey Weinstein.
No, no one's winning that.
It's not a prize.
We're not giving that. It's not
we can't
prize.
Even
no.
give that away.
What? Somebody might want
that's
that.
That's not a holiday gift ever.
That's not. That is not something.
No one wants that gift.
He keeps on giving that dude. He gives it to plants. He gives it to.
All right.
Is this the break? What is this? Did Chris Paul still hurt?
That dude just keeps on giving. Here comes Mark Klein with more. Hey, so what are we going to do here? And Michael, are we going to eat this? For
He's got another one.
Okay, which
and
one?
That's a different color.
Okay, they're different colors now. These. So.
I
you have to like take a shot.
I think that was a setup.
The pepper.
Yeah. Setup.
A shot and the pepper.
A shot and pepper.
And pepper.
Shot and pepper.
Who's going?
All Michael's got one.
Michael, and you got
the
other
second
one.
You're the second one.
All right, let's go. Step up. You got to do a shot.
Shot first.
All right, let's see.
Hang on. This is an automatic regulator, so we'll.
Should we do a shot poll?
Okay. John, you just want to put a poll in some guy's mouth.
Yes, I do. You're not doing a shot poll.
The shot poll, Dale.
You're not doing
not
a shot poll
in someone's
Is it
mouth.
Not a poll?
It's a shot. Not a. Yes, it's a poll with
Thank
a shot
you.
On the end. Okay.
How about they just do a regular shot
without you
the
sticking a pole someplace?
I don't know why I enjoy
Leave your
that.
Pole back.
Okay, spilling alcohol all over people. I don't know why I like that. Okay, ready? Shot. Go. All right, pepper. Go. Let's see.
And milk.
No milk. Okay. Oh, this. Now, wait a minute. This one's. Wait. It's a little bit. It's a little bit. Look at Michael.
Automatically.
Whoa.
Oh!
Uh oh! Those what? Those aren't. Yeah. Yes.
Right, hold on. Hold
okay.
on.
They're eating hot peppers for diamond earrings. All right. Ready? Get it on. How was that?
That was pretty hot, man.
It was pretty.
That was pretty hot.
Turn them up. Yeah. It was pretty hot.
Yeah. It was pretty.
Michael.
Pressing.
Michael's not feeling okay.
Oh yeah. He's
Michael.
Uh oh.
He's crying. He's crying.
You okay. alright, bro?
Oh God. Oh, are they worth the earrings, Michael?
You spicy.
Uh oh. Uh oh. Hey, there's a garbage can right behind you, Mike.
Go.
Hey.
Hey.
There's a garbage can right
and
there.
And the water.
And here comes the water. Okay. Woo. Yeah. What's your name?
Ray.
Ray.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank
you got
you
yourself
much.
Diamond earrings.
Yes.
How's that?
Chip.
All right. There she is right there. Hey, guess what you got? Look what he wouldn't do for you. What he wouldn't do for you. All right. He's going to feel it later, by the way.
Yeah.
By the way.
On the way out. On the way out, it's going
to
hurt.
By the way, don't go to the bathroom after him.
Yeah.
Make sure you go before.
No, yes. Yes. All right. Mikey, how's it doing?
He's still not okay.
Oh. No. Good. You know what? Dell was right. This was a setup.
This was a setup.
It started with some little baby-ass pepper.
Yeah.
And
it's burning.
You got the worst. You got the worst one. Yeah. What'd you get? The light color?
He got the light color.
The light color. So Mark came out with a green one first, and it was nothing to it.
You know what's kind of like?
Then he came out with these two.
It's kind of like this Jell-O shot.
Mikey,
it has almost no color. Yeah. This is like the same kind of pepper. You don't really want to mess with this one, well, unless you do.
Mikey, he's still.
Wait, sir.
I don't think water is the answer.
No, it doesn't look like it.
I think it's supposed to. That makes it worse, Mike. Okay, I'm pretty sure you're making it worse. You got any milk?
Oh.
He's done. He's done for the day.
Oh, he's done. Okay.
All right, so Eric Layton is in the house. You see him.
He's hurt.
But he's an. You can tell he's an Astro fan with just a little hint of L.A. Laker now.
Yeah. Oh.
So we're going to when we come back, we're going to see which one of you have any skills from an acting standpoint.
Acting.
The
acting
winner skills. Could win. We don't know this for a fact, but could win a Netflix original, whoever wins this next contest. It's not guaranteed, but, I mean, I'm just saying, it's out there that it could happen.
If you're going to play De Niro, I think you need some testosterone, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, let me. Well, there's some slightly a little low. Some of the late, you know, the intern didn't feel like that was a very high testosterone scene. But Heat was. Neil McCauley was. Let me tell you something. Men's T Clinic can get you right. They can put you back in business with testosterone levels that are way up there now where they're supposed to be. And that's one of the things I like about them. They monitor. They keep you at a level where you're supposed to be for optimal benefits. Your workouts are going to matter more. Your body type is going to lean down. You are going to have more energy when you are just getting through your day. And here's something else. You're going to have an opportunity to get back to being the real you. And that's what it's all about. Men's T Clinic, they have professionals there who monitor and work with you to get you there. And I love working with Michael and all the great guys and all the great people and all the great nurses over at Men's T Clinic. Four locations in and around the Houston area. You got Cypress, you got Pasadena, you got Pearland, and of course you got the Heights. It's MensTClinic.com. Love and understand.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Klein's Jewelry on Westheimer for the Klein Christmas Party. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How much time here?
You ready? We are back live at Klein's Christmas Party. Hey, let's hear it, everybody.
I see the food.
What a crowd we got.
We've now got three trays ready, and we're finishing up to get the final touches. It's going to be a madhouse when Cobos Q finishes that up.
Oh, does it smell good? That smells wonderful.
I see my man Old School KMFG is here. We've got Thomas, who you remember, he's our all-time quarterback.
Our all-time quarterback right
when
there.
Any kind of quarterbacking drills need to go down, we got him. And we also have Eric Layden, who went to high school here in Houston. He helped bring the Astros a World Series by wearing a blindfold during games.
Star of stage and screen.
Yes.
He was the lead in A Few Good Men. He Casablanca.
Mm-hmm. No.
What else? What else were you in?
Mm-hmm. No.
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. Yeah. He was.
Oh, he's Bob
He played Tom Cruise.
Yeah. No. Eric is the guy that you have seen. Eric, I always call you the guy that everyone goes, dude, I know that guy. I've seen him. And you're the guy, and I'm friends with you. I've been to dinner with you and your wife. I've been out to your house. We're
friends.
We're great friends.
I'm
staying with him in L.A. next time.
We're good acquaintances.
Like tonight?
Yeah. I'm going out to their house. No. So listen to this. So we're watching, like, my wife's watching Castle or SVU. Were you on both of them or just one of them?
I think both.
Yeah. No. I think we just got Castle on. She goes, hey, that's Eric is in prison. I'm like, what are you? He's
Eric
in jail.
In prison.
And I think you were in jail in SVU or Castle.
Sounds about right.
Yep. You were in jail.
Orange jumpsuit.
So yeah. How'd that work out? How'd prison work out for you?
I mean, it's pretty good at Hollywood.
It ain't bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah. You still have makeup and hair and have services. So.
They have makeup and hair in some prisons too, but it's totally different.
All right, so we're going to act now, and Eric, you're going to be
the judge.
Yeah, you're the closest thing that we have to Harvey Weinstein here.
Right. So, totally true.
So
no, actually, you might be the closest we have to Harvey Weinstein.
Okay.
We'll be throwing stones.
So we're going to have Trey.
Okay.
Intern. He's been an intern for like 7 years.
He gets paid
now. Oh, you
now.
Work? You
he
work
gets paid now?
Yeah, yeah, holy paid. Crap.
On the weekends.
That 12 years that you put in as an intern finally paid off. How about that? Okay, so you want to give me
your
heads
up? Give me your head. So now this is going to be kind of this is just a run through. Trey is not eligible to win.
Right, right. But this is what this
we
is.
Got a $25 gift, two $25 gift certificates to, or maybe 50. I got to check with, to, East Bay, East Hampton Sandwich Company.
It was a 50, I think.
It's a 50,
I think, yeah.
So we got two $50 GCs that we're giving away.
Good.
To whoever Eric believes should be the winner. Right. We'll see whose score is
you're
the highest.
Write down what you think he did. How well he did.
Now this is a practice.
Like swimsuit.
Right, right.
Okay. If you want a chance to win, you need to come by, and Dell will sift through everyone. Where's Raheel? We got to get Raheel over here as well. Let's have Raheel do it because he picked out some of the scripts. We've already got the Joker from the Joker scene from Batman, so we've got that scene. No, I'm sorry. We have Samuel L. Jackson's, and you will know my name. So that's Gilbert's going to be reading that. We do have the Joker.
Not that Gilbert. The one you can understand.
No, yes, yes. We also have Fight Club scene, and we've got some other stuff.
I think when Gilbert gets here, hi Anna. We do need Gilbert to read too, though, when he gets here.
All right, now I am John Travolta's character Vincent, and he, of course, as you can tell, that's Jules, aka Samuel.
Sorry,
Samuel.
Sorry, Del.
Nothing says Samuel L. Jackson like Trey.
No, no.
You know the bass in his voice already gives him a leg up.
Yeah. I apologize for the voice I'm about to do.
Oh, wow.
Do any accent you want.
Yes.
I don't care.
Okay. So I'm Jules.
This isn't going well.
Yeah, we're in a car. We're in a car, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to pretend like I'm driving. Or no,
you're driving.
Is this where I kill Marvin?
No, you don't kill Marvin yet. Go ahead. Ready? Here we go.
Which one am I? Jules?
You're Jules.
Okay.
You ready?
Cool.
You know what the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's the little differences.
Examples?
Let me finish my lines.
Oh, sorry.
It's the little differences. I mean, he's already stepping on lines, Eric. I mean, they got the same stuff over there that they got here, but it's just there. It's a little different.
Examples?
All right. Well, you walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer, And I don't mean just like in no paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer at McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese.
Well, that's supposed to be a question, not a definitive statement.
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Nah, man. They got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the heck a quarter pounder with cheese is.
What do they call it?
They call it a Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
A Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Love Big Mac.
What do they call a Whopper?
Nope, you're supposed to say Love Big Mac.
What?
No.
Oh.
Love Big Mac.
Love Big Mac? What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go into Burger King. But you know what they put on French fries in Holland instead of ketchup?
What?
Mayonnaise.
Yuck.
All right.
Yay!
There we go.
Sorry.
There's no apology necessary.
Oh.
Now, Eric.
if this were real, if I were scoring.
Right.
Just so that everybody gets an idea of, like, how serious we're taking this.
Right. If you were scoring, Eric is writing his score down on the card. Here it is.
Wow.
Six.
Because you know what? It was memorable. It was a memorable performance.
It was. I really like the accent.
What?
Why was Samuel L. so angry?
Yeah. Yeah. That's his interpretation.
I just need some feedback here. Why was he so angry?
Well, anytime I've seen him, he was always mad.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Okay. Because, like, but shout out to Samuel L. Jackson, one of the greatest actors of all time.
Yeah. Right.
Shout out.
Shout out after I butcher you.
And I'm sure he's listening.
For sure he is.
I sure hope not.
And I think he feels pretty good about the way you portrayed him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't really get any practice.
No. But you did good, though.
I like it.
Way to go, Trey. Yeah, what?
Thank you for your reverence.
One NASCAR. Who's got a NASCAR, an obscure NASCAR question as you can have? Anybody? Anybody know anything about NASCAR? No one.
That would be Dale Earnhardt.
1986 winner of the what?
Of the Winston Cup.
The Winston Cup?
Dale Earnhart.
All right. I'm going to look that
all
up.
All the winners from 1986.
You want me to name all 33 winners?
Yes.
I can't do that.
How many could you name?
Dale Earnhardt won some because he won the championship.
Winston Cup winner 1986, Dale Earnhardt.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who was second place?
Let me think.
Winston Cup Series Wikipedia.
1986. Second place was...
Well, come on, Trey.
Was it Tim Richmond?
Who?
Tim Richmond.
No one knows.
Bill Elliott.
Bill Elliott?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
What did Dale Earnhardt drive?
Bill Elliott.
Bill Elliott. There you go.
He drove the number 3 Wrangler Chevrolet.
What did Bill Elliott drive?
He drove the number 9 Coors Ford.
That is true.
That's true. That's unbelievable.
When were you born?
June 13, 1995 at 12:24 a.m.
12:24 a.m.
Why didn't we have a Rain Man script?
1948.
Yeah. That's exactly what we should have had.
Yeah.
Somebody just ask him what year was NASCAR fan in 1948. Like he turned on, like he almost, like that's Trey's version of swinging on somebody.
Yeah.
1940. Bitch, I will knock you out. Ask me a NASCAR question you think I can't get.
827, right. ESPN 97.
Where's Gilbert? No, but not. There's Gil.
All right,
where's
when
Gil?
We come back. When we come back, Gilbert reading.
No, Gil. You can't say Gilbert.
No way. Well.
It's not fair.
The lucid one.
Yeah. All right. I've got a Dark Knight, Joker, Scar scene, and the Silence of the Lambs. You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes?
All
so
right.
We've got, if you want to be Hannibal Lecter or the Joker, come on up and we'll get you covered.
We'll
on
do
the
that right now. Can somebody get Klein? We got Mark Klein right now. We're talking about Mark Klein. Right here on ESPN 97.5. That's where we are. We're at 5868 Westheimer, which is where Mark Klein is right now selling all kinds of jewelry, and you're getting the best prices for your jewelry right now. I mean, the best prices in the city of Houston. You got to turn that around. There you go. And you can speak now.
There you go.
There you go. So What's going on in there?
Well, if you eat a pepper, you get diamond earrings.
Oh, God. Michael's hurting. You killed him. All right. Michael is
We got really one pepper left.
Well, I bet you saved the best for last, too.
Well, it might be. It's possible.
So tell people about today, what you're doing at the store.
Diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets. If you're sitting in the car, you're thinking, what am I going to do today? I got to get her something for Christmas. If she opens that box and sees diamonds, just think you're going to have at least 2 weeks of happiness. That's what we that's
guaranteed.
What we, 2 weeks.
All right. You want. You, and listen, when she opens that and you get her. And listen, you can pick. You can help these guys because a lot of guys don't know what the hell to do.
No, they don't know anything to do. So you come in and one thing, if you purchase something and you want to give it to her and she wants something different like they do, you can bring it back and get her something else. We have thousands of pieces in stock. We make everything here in the store. It's a very small store, so low overhead. We take care of you. You know, we don't dress up and sell you champagne or serve you champagne. You might get a beer.
Yep.
You might get a pepper.
Coors Light.
And you get a discount on jewelry. Jewelry, the finest jewelry, beautiful diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets. We make things right here in the store. If you want something made for Christmas, we can still do it. We got the elves in the back working hard. We're going to be the best deal in the city of Houston. Don't go to the mall or the half price sale. You come pull up here in front. We wrap it for you. We take care of you every single time.
Not only that, but name brand, too. On your website, you see all the names, and you make it, and you can get it to them cheaper all at KleinsJewelry.com, 5868 Westheimer. Give a call.
Yeah, give us a call. We'll quote you the price over the phone. If you send me a picture, I'll tell you how much it is. If it's not the best deal in the city, then don't come get it from me. You come to Klein's because it's the best deal in the city.
What's the number?
832-316-1388. 832-316-1388. Or check out KleinsJewelry.com.
There it is. Thanks, Mark.
You got it.
In the meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that
he... Nothing's better than catching a great hand except catching a river card. Where do you get that level of excitement? You get it at Prime Social, the number one poker spot here in the city of Houston. And, John, when it comes to Prime Social, I don't think anyone else, all the other poker shops have lost a lot of business because the players around the city have come there. But not just that, just regular guys like you and I have showed up, and we make money when we go in. You got to know how to play.
It's good fun. No, but listen. I mean, if
your son won the other day.
He's been playing for 6 months. He cast 1,000.
Is the FCS aware of this?
Yeah, no, we're not talking.
Okay.
So listen, they're not listening. But here's the deal. It's just so much fun. And listen, if you're a poker player, this is the place. There's action. That's what you're looking for. They do it. Steve and Brent, nobody runs it. Hi, Twin. There's Twee. She's there all the time. Listen, if you're looking for the best poker games in this city, it's not even arguable. It's at Prime. Daily tournaments at noon, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Big money. We had 100 players in last Saturday's event. It was unbelievably awesome. But you've always got a game. Whenever these other rooms you go to, nobody's here. We're not. There's always, always, always action at Prime Social. 7801 Westheimer, the nicest facility, security, everything, valet parking. You are if you're not going to Prime, you're going to somewhere much lesser poker room. It's Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Klein's Jewelry on Westheimer for the Klein Christmas Party. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, the football's out. Our designated quarterback is there, so we may get a little loose with some wide receiver cornerback drill. See who's still got skills. But John can just get a little game of catch out here. It goes well with the shot
but
pole.
But you have to do a shot of Old Humble before you go.
You don't have to do a shot of Old Humble.
You have to do a shot of Old Humble.
God.
All right, and this is tasty stuff, Joe. It's good stuff, man.
Really good.
This
really
is great.
Good.
Old Humble whiskey. Hey, Texas,
plenty of it.
So don't be shy. Texadelphia is here. Thank you, Texadelphia. They got sandwiches and they've got chips and queso. So if you're looking for, let's go. Let's eat. Cobos Q is they're about to put out their tacos. All right, Chance McClain is here. Anybody wants to make a movie? Chance is here, all right? I don't know if I want a movie with all you guys. I'm not sure. But Chance,
chances here as well. John Acme, John has got playoff tickets, Texans playoff tickets he's given away today, along with a Fuller jersey.
Yep.
Hey, okay, let's do this. The best one gets a Fuller jersey. How about this?
Yeah.
The next reader, if he's any good.
Let's do it.
A Will Fuller jersey.
Absolutely.
How about that? John, you got the Will Fuller jersey?
Oh, here we go.
There's your wipes.
Okay.
All right.
Michelle's got it.
So Gil is going to be first up. He is reading the Samuel L. Jackson scene from Pulp Fiction. Eric Layden,
not really,
who is a Hollywood actor. He's from here in Houston. Monster Astro fan. You happy with the Brantley move?
I like the Brantley move.
Yeah.
I like the Brantley move.
Are you a little concerned about the number three position in the rotation?
Not even a little bit. No.
You trust Jeff Luno?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good at his job. He's proven that.
Yeah. How about trust Jeff Luno?
Good, but how about
Jeff Luno?
Well, okay. Who is it going to be?
Jeff Luno knows. Okay. Jeff Luno.
When's he going to tell us?
In a while. He's taking his time. He's William Wallace. Hold.
You mean like with Verlander?
Hold. Yes.
Thank God we had a hurricane. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
to get a World Series?
We had a hold.
We passed the deadline.
Wait.
What?
No, we didn't. We had a minute to go.
No, we got. Oh, who was that? We got Liriano. What?
What?
God, I don't want stupid Liriano.
Well, we got him. What's up, bro? How you doing? Thanks for coming, man.
All right. Here's what we got. So
let's go.
We're gonna find out if you can act. So Gilbert, also known as Gil. I like to not call people Gilbert who aren't the other Gilbert. He'll show up. Don't worry.
Don't worry, Gilbert.
I don't know where he is, but there's free food here. He's 100% going to show up. So now we're going to now here's some roles we got: The Dark Knight, Joker, Scarface, Pulp Fiction, Sam Jackson, The Silence of the Lambs. One of the scenes where Lecter is talking to Clarice. So if any of these, and then we have a role for two of you. So if you and your buddy want to do the scene from Heat, we've got the scene from Heat in the diner. That one's also available right now. Raheel had Brokeback Mountain stuff printed out. I didn't bring it. I didn't bring the Brokeback Mountain stuff that Raheel had. And he had something from Milk.
See, with all
Milk.
He did. From Milk?
Yeah, I saw that.
He's just trying to create.
Why not?
He wants to make it uncomfortable. No one knows those scenes, I don't think.
Well, yeah, probably not. I mean, how many of you watched Brokeback Mountain over and over and over again?
Oh, not over and over and over.
Okay. Anyway, Gil, are you ready? Which one are you going to read?
Now, do you have any questions? Like, so if somebody comes in,
I mean, just basing off what Trey did, I mean, keeping punctuation is actually important, you know? So if it's a question, just say the question.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's good.
Right.
So what happens when you walk in to read for a part? What's it usually like? Like, how does it work?
I immediately take my pants off.
Yeah. No. You don't have to read for a Weinstein. You're not reading for that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
you're not reading there, yeah.
Well, I was promised a couch.
Yeah. This is a hard, cold couch here.
Okay.
Do they ask you questions or you just go?
No, let's rock and roll. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's see what you got.
Okay.
Let's go, man.
All right, let's go. Let's go, Gil. You ready? Which one are you reading?
The Sam Jackson.
All right, here we go. See if he's any better than Trey at Sam Jackson. I don't think so.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of selfish and tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. And for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger for those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name in the Lord, when I lay my vengeance upon you.
It's nice.
Then he opens up fire on Brad. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it was. I wanted a little bit more feeling.
A little bit more emotion.
I wanted a little more.
Yeah. I feel like.
And I will strike, you know.
Yeah, I think you got to hit that peak.
The path. Yeah. Remember, you're self-righteous. Let's do it again. You are self-righteous. Right now, you are laying it out to them that this is who you are.
Yeah.
This is who you are. And if you need to, and I will strike down.
Yeah.
You got to make them feel it. So find out in your phrasing. Is that how we call it, Eric?
Do we call it phrasing as actors, me and you?
Do you have kids?
Yes.
You ever gotten mad at them?
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. All right. What do they do that you hate most?
not listen. I don't
know. All right, all right.
Brett, so, and, Brett mean, did, is, and Brett didn't listen in
no,
Pulp Fiction.
No, 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 no. This is you on your pedestal right now. This is the maddest you've ever been with your children. You're trying to keep your cool at the beginning, but you lose it.
That's
you
it.
Lose
you
it.
You redo nice. The whole thing?
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
Give with it, some feeling.
Give it to Lance. Lance, turn around. Give it to Lance. There you go. Lance will act with you.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
There we go.
That's
for those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon you.
There it is. That's the anger we were looking
there
for.
There we go.
All right.
Now the kids are in trouble.
And that's a three.
Now the kids. What?
What? What?
I'm going 8-5.
8-5.
Nice.
8-5.
8-5.
Nice.
Much better. Much better.
All right. Anyone else? They want to have their chance. This is, are we doing Will Fuller? Will Fuller autographed jersey is
Will,
one.
Will
and
Fuller.
And we got the East Hampton Sandwich Company is going to be number two.
Okay. All right. So you're up for it, Gilbert, right there. You're ahead of Trey, which is not surprising.
No, you can't read.
I want to come to a scene. Ian's going to come and do a scene from the night of. He wants to be Raheel.
No. It was not Raheel in that scene.
He is. Are you kidding? No. Raheel was in the night of.
He claims it wasn't him.
He's lying. We are live here at we're going to do another one. Yeah, we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Then we head over to Nick's place. So 8:43 right now on ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He is something special. If you're looking, listen, this is a big job. It's a big job if you're looking for somebody to do that patio. You're looking to redo your outdoor or do an outdoor kitchen or vanity or countertops or whatever. It's got marble, tile, granite. That's Jeff Aronoff. Now, he ain't just fixing your step, okay? That ain't happening. Well, he's putting in entire patios. That's what he does, okay? So if you're looking for that guy that's going to get that done for you, it's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. You give him a call, 713-880-2822. And because you're an ESPN 97.5 listener, he's going to give you 20% off. This is something, a big job for the new year. You want it done? 713-880-2822.
Oh, you got the – oh, let's get a little scrum going.
Go, Lance.
Hey, guys, I was just talking about the Sabercats. And you know what? And you know what? When you got a team full of them, you might want to get that Chevy Suburban. It's an iconic SUV, a tremendous amount of space. The same thing can be said for the Yukon or Yukon Extended Body. The Extended Body is what gives you more room so that you have room for a bunch of baggage and suitcases. And that's what I had been driving. I'm driving a Chevy Traverse now. I didn't know how I would like driving a crossover vehicle. And you know what? I absolutely love it. It's basically an SUV that's just lowered a little bit is what we're talking about with the Chevy Traverse. It might be the nicest crossover vehicle on the market. At least I love the design, the look, the feel on the interior. My wife loves her GMC Acadia. And I test drove a Buick Enclave about 3 years ago, and I couldn't believe how smoothly it drove. There's a reason so many people are upgrading from cars to crossovers or downgrading from SUVs into crossovers, depending on what you like. I still love a great big old SUV from time to time as well. And you pickup truck guys, I don't have to tell you about the Chevy Silverado or the GMC Sierra pickup trucks. Make sure that you head down to Angleton for a shot at getting a vehicle at lower rates than anyone else is going to have. They are going to get to a number that is much lower than the other guys. They have lower overhead, and that extra, 20-minute drive that you have to make out there could be worth thousands, probably will be worth thousands in your pocket, not just at the bottom line price, but also with the trade-in values. Go to LanceZCars.com to see their entire inventory. It's LanceZCars.com.
This is a Renters Warehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Klein's Jewelry on Westheimer for the Klein Christmas Party. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live at Klein's Jewelry. Listen, the Sabercats are here. Hey, you guys, listen up, listen up. The Sabercats are here. They're going to show, and I want to get the world's biggest scrum going right here. Nobody's going to get hurt, but I want everybody to get in. Let's go. And we're going to take, we got to film this. We got to shoot this, Josh. A hookah? What's a hooker? A hooker? We need hookers? Wait a minute. I didn't know that kind of scrum. A hooker? What's that mean? I don't even know what the hell that is. Oh, it's a position. Okay, we need a hooker. Who wants to be the hooker? Right here. Raheel, you be the hooker. All right, let's go. World's biggest scrum right here. And we got, hey, Josh, you got to shoot this. This is going to be, all right, Raheel's going to be the guy in the middle of it. All right.
His favorite that, position.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's perfect. Like, oh,
it's,
I like
it's
this.
It's perfect.
Okay, it's perfect. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Come on, let's go. Everybody join in. Let's go. Here we go. Let's go, everybody. Come on. What the hell are you doing? Let's go. Get in. Now the other side. Yeah, you got to go around. Come around. Let's go. Big scrum. Big scrum. Let's go, everybody. Get in it. We need a scrum. Let's go.
No.
Graham. Get in. Let's go. World's biggest scrum. Come on. Let's go. All right. Now pushing back and forth. Let's go. Scrumming. Here we go. Scrumming. We're scrumming. And there's the ball. Who got it? Oh, there's beer flying. Lance got it. Sabercats. Let's go. Hey, way to go, Sabercats. We appreciate you guys being out. And you're also lazy.
Clearly,
I swear to God, the laziest
stuff in their faces, no one would move.
Just
eating.
They're getting fed beer and Kobos and Texadelphia free shirts.
There's a Will Fuller jersey
hey,
up for grabs.
Can you do something?
You don't call. You do nothing.
That's it. Laziest listeners ever. All right, Lance, we're going to have a reading. Let's get a reading going here.
I don't know if we have anybody.
Anybody wants a reading?
Yeah, our Australian guy. Come
Sam.
On.
Sam.
Come here.
Samuel.
His name's Sam.
Well, he's going to be – his name is Sam.
He's
from
Australian. Okay.
Looks like a model.
All right.
The scrum gets a little – there's a little force in the scrum.
That's right. That's what we do. Samuel, welcome back. How are you? He's been here before.
I'm good.
It's thanks for coming.
Time.
We appreciate it.
Training's over and get to enjoy some nice food now.
All right. Now we're going to have – why don't we have him read Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Does he know the movie?
You know the movie, Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Heath Ledger's Australian.
Heath Ledger is,
oh,
yes.
He is? He's dead, though. He's okay.
He's still Australian.
Yeah, he's still, no, he's not. He's dead.
Yes, he's still Australian.
No, he's not. He's dead. Okay, you're not Australian anymore if you're dead. Mm. Okay, so you want which one you want to do, Dark Knight or Silence of the Lambs?
We can go Dark Knight.
Okay,
Dark
let's Knight. Do let's. Here is Sam. Sam, Samuel?
Yeah, I am Samuel.
Samuel,
yeah,
Samuel. From the Sabercats.
Well, I probably should do that, right?
Right? No, it's already been done. That's already been done.
You knew I was coming.
Yeah, yeah
so
right.
Save it for me.
All right. So here is the Heath Ledger part, who's Australian or was Australian because
he's still Australian.
In Australian accent.
Yeah. Let's go.
Want to know how I got these scars? My father was a drinker and a fiend. So one night he goes off crazier than usual. We'd say like a frog in a sock.
Right, like a frog in a sock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mummy gets a kitchen knife to defend herself. He doesn't like that. Not one bit. So me, watching, he takes a knife to her, laughing while he does it. He looks at me and he says, "Why so serious?" He comes at me with the knife. "Why so serious?" "Let's put a smile on that face." And he looks at the other gangster. "Why so serious?" Dark Knight.
That's it! Hey! All right?
A bit of a mix-up.
Not bad.
That's an iconic line.
I mean,
line,
you know,
right?
For a rugby guy, that was good. That was good. Eric, how was the acting? How was it, Eric? How would you grade it? For a rugby guy, let's not forget.
Yeah. No, for this is good stuff, man. I like the dialect.
Yeah.
Good, I like that you gave a separate voice.
Yeah.
That was nice. You rushed it a little bit, but that's okay.
That's
you know, you can really make a meal out of that. That was nice. I'm going to give that. I'm going to give that a solid eight.
An eight. Congratulations.
Eight. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't win anything, but congratulations.
Right. Why can't he win anything? You can't win a thing.
Who gave the Sabercats a gun? What the heck? What are we doing?
A high-powered one, too.
All right. That's something we didn't need today. Was a giant rifle out there. Okay. Why do we have a rifle out here?
People like taking pictures with guns, John.
Okay. That's great. Yeah. That's awesome. We're alive at Klein's Jewelers, 5868. If you're not coming by, I don't know why. You got to eat. Texadelphia's here.
Yeah, I've heard.
Okay. Kolache Shop, Jason's Deli gave us. Kobos Q is out here cooking up all the tacos and the quesadillas. So we got all that going on right here on ESPN 97.5. If you're not here, there's something wrong with you, because this is the party in the city right here at Klein's Jewelry. So come on by and hang out with us here. Let's take our last top of the hour break right here on ESPN 97.5.
No live.
Okay, good. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right here at Klein's Jewelers right after this. Don't go anywhere.
With your nose so bright, won't you guys?